Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. On behalf of the family, I want to welcome you this afternoon in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This time, if you've not already, please silence your cell phones. That would be greatly appreciated. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. We are gathered to worship, to proclaim Christ crucified and risen, to remember before God Alex, to give thanks for his life, to commend him to the care of our merciful God, and to comfort one another in our grief. Let us stand and we sing the opening song, Indescribable. This was one of Alex's favorite songs. Let us pray. O God of mercy and consolation, You pursue us with untiring love and dispel the despair and hopelessness we feel at times like this, when the sure hope of new life and resurrection. You promise that you are close to the brokenhearted. So comfort us, we pray, in our loss and sorrow as we mourn and hurt at Alex's passing. Be our refuge and strength, O Lord, and lift us from the depths of grief into the peace and light of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We continue with grief.
Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He lies me down on green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of dark shadow, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Dialogue between Jesus and one of the criminals as they are dying on their crosses. Then the criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise."
Although our time together was too brief with Alex, the impact he had on our lives is profound. A close friend of Alex said, "He never judged me. He accepted me as I am." Alex was so caring. 2 years ago, I had major surgery, and when Alex came over to visit, he made a point of coming up to me and asking how I was doing. He truly cared and how I was. I find this remarkable for a 14-year-old boy. Alex was very social. He had so many friends. Alex had an adventurous side. There was times where he tossed water balloons over my roof. He did flips off the swing set onto the trampoline. And then he went for a walk in the woods during the winter and ended up on some ice, which, by the way, was a pond. Alex's smile was infectious. He truly had the best smile ever. A common theme from the students at Spencerport that reflected in their cards and posters was he was always smiling. But even more important, he had the ability to get others to smile. My son and I were fortunate enough to visit Alex the night before he passed away. When we were leaving, he smiled at us. It was beautiful. And he waved. I will forever treasure this memory. Alex lived life to the fullest. We have all been so blessed to have our lives touched by such an amazing person. Some of the most important traits Alex displayed were his incredible strength and courage over the last 7 months. He will always be an inspiration to me, and this can be a lesson to all of us. When we face hard times, think of how strong Alex was and how he displayed strength on a daily basis while maintaining a positive attitude. We can keep Alex in our hearts by keeping a positive outlook on life, by facing challenges that come our way with the courage and the dignity, just as Alex did.
Love. An experience that very often leaves us without words. Perhaps because of the sheer depth of emotion and intensity associated both with the sadness and the joy that love encompasses. Today it would seem as though we're together in sadness, but I would argue that we're also together in joy. Certainly not in the absence of Alex, but in the knowledge that he will never really, truly be far from us. And that he's resting easy now in peace, a peace that we can't really comprehend yet. Though we would all agree that 16 years was not long enough, and 6 months, 25 days was insufficient to say farewell, Alex made an incredible imprint on all of our hearts in just that short time. Alex quite simply was an extraordinary young man, as witnessed by everyone fortunate enough to have known him. He fought his battle with cancer with a level of strength and determination far beyond his tender years. I think I speak for all of us when I thank his parents, Paul and Lisa, for sharing Alex with us and for letting us be part of this long and difficult journey. There's no doubt that the love and support that they provided him is what made that journey bearable. And to his two beautiful brothers, Eric and Nicholas, who were by his side all the time and held him up when they needed to. Not long ago, I commented to Alex's mom, Lisa, "Alex is such an incredibly special kid." Her immediate response was, "I don't need him to be special. I just want him to live." Unfortunately, we don't always have a say in those things. Alex and his brother, Nick, recently passed their learner's permit exam. Lisa shared with me that being with them during their first time behind the wheel was the hardest she'd laughed in a long time. I'm very grateful that they had that memory. And there are so many beautiful memories of Alex's family and friends that I hope will be with all of us in the difficult days ahead. Alex learned many lessons beyond driving, which he passed on to us simply through his example. He taught us about bravery, about courage, determination, the value of life, and the immense power of a smile. A gift I have no doubt that was given to him by his mom. We now have a responsibility to try our best to live those lessons that he so genuinely exemplified. So today is lesson one. No matter how difficult, no matter the level of pain or disappointment that we all may be experiencing, no matter the enormity of the challenge, smile. Do it right now for Alex, as he did for all of us so often. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Before I talk about Alex, I want to share something about friendship. Lisa asked me to share some thoughts. Long before Alex's diagnosis, Chris, my wife, has been a true friend to Lisa, always there when Lisa needed her. A true friend is there in good and bad. Chris proved herself over the last 6.5 months. She helped Lisa in ways we'll never know. She was a communication director, making calls that Lisa couldn't make, keeping friends informed. Chris was her scheduling manager, making sure that Lisa and Alex didn't miss any appointments. She was a research assistant to make sure she understood about the medical terms. Chris was, well, I can go on, but you get the picture. Whether it was 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. or the afternoon, Chris was there, comforting Lisa through the sleepless nights at the hospital. Chris was there. And we pray that Lisa will never have to do the same for us. But knowing she's there, the other half of that true friendship means so much to us. I'm honored that Lisa asked me to speak today. I'm going to read what Chris, my wife, had read. Our two families all enjoyed each other's company. Over the years, their kids became our kids, and our kids became theirs. The real friendship started when Alex and Nick met Jake and Trish in kindergarten. Alex was friends with our son Jake, and Nick was friends with Trisha. We couldn't keep those kids apart. Through them, we developed a strong friendship with Lisa and Paul, beginning to spend more and more time together. We have become best friends over the last 10 years. I want to thank our kids for bringing us together. Alex, my oldest daughter, was a rock of support for Alex during his illness. Even though she was away for her freshman year at college, she came back often and took Alex to lunch. It didn't matter how sick Alex felt, he went and spent time together. The last time we were all together at the Turnquist house, Alex laid with his head in my Alex's lap for hours. She sat with him, comforted him, rubbed his head. It was beautiful to see how relaxed and comfortable they felt together. She will never forget the times they shared together and will cherish it forever. Since Alex was always at our house and our oldest daughter's name was Alex, there was confusion every time we called Alex's name. In the generosity that we all know Alex to have, he volunteered to take a new name. He chose Georgie. He will forever be our beloved Georgie. Even Alex's family began calling him Georgie. My kids occasionally would get upset when others called him Georgie because he was our Georgie. Alex was the type of kid that every parent dreamed of having. He was considerate, he was polite, always putting others' feelings ahead of his own. He had compassion for others. We've all felt that. Everyone wanted to be with him. He was an excellent student. Even during his treatment, he maintained an 8 average. Alex loved his family, Lisa and Paul, Nick and Eric, and he especially enjoyed hanging out. He especially enjoyed hanging out. That was him. He loved hanging out with Nick. They had a special bond. They had a love for so many of the same things. They were brothers, teammates, and best friends. They spent a lot of time together as a family. Lisa made sure that every dinner was together. They would share stories of the day with each other. What a beautiful thing she did, teaching her boys to share thoughts and feelings. So many memories she will have from those times together. Lisa was able to take a leave of absence to spend all of her time with Alex. She did a wonderful job anticipating his every need. Over those months, they grew closer and closer. They shared so much, both good and bad. Lisa will always have the memories of that time together. So Alex loved to play soccer and play FIFA, taking trips to the beach and longboarding. When Eric got his license, Alex liked that freedom, being able to go skateboarding, hanging out, go out to eat with just the kids, no adults. They would always come back happy and smiling and laughing. Alex really appreciated Eric spending so much time with them. This helped them grow closer as brothers. Alex enjoyed visiting his family out of town on holidays and special occasions. He looked forward to those trips. Family was always very important to Alex. And we know Alex always had a smile on his face. Even though he probably didn't want to smile, he smiled to let us all know he was okay. He never complained, even when we all know he had the right to. His strength and courage was admired by everyone. He was extremely brave. An example of this is when he had cut his hair for surgery. Anyone who knew Alex knows his hair meant a lot to him. He was in love with his hair. So that made this task even harder. Lisa decided to have a hair cutting party to make it easier on him. How wonderful it was to see how many people, how many of his friends cut their hair also. Later, when he started to lose his hair due to radiation, Alex asked me to shave his head. Not once did he complain or show he was upset. I know he was in pain. His scalp was very sensitive. In a true Georgie fashion, he asked if I was okay shaving his head. Being with him during those tough times bonded our families even tighter together. Alex was always happy. He loved to entertain others and make them laugh by doing crazy things. He would attempt anything that was asked of him. That sometimes got him in trouble. Alex certainly had a mischief side. That made him even more lovable because we would never know what he would do. Lisa never knew what bruises or injuries Alex would come home with. And unfortunately, many of those injuries happened at our house. He would attempt any physical challenge that was given to him and sometimes resulted in injuries. There was no way we were going to stop him once he had his mindset. We're often together in the car, carpooling for soccer, driving places. For some reason, we never heard Alex use bad words. But the kids would hear those words and ask why we didn't. We never heard them. Our kids would get mad when Georgie never got in trouble, but he would always keep us laughing. Alex loved soccer, and he was the captain of the JV and his travel team. His favorite team was Paris Saint-Germain, and his favorite player was Zlatan Ibrahimovic. During his radiation and chemo, he never missed a practice or a game. All he wanted to do was be on the field playing his game with his friends. Last summer, after recovering from back injury, Lisa told him to not head the ball. Well, that first half, I counted 8 times he headed the ball. This showed his love for the game and his competitiveness. There was no way he was going to let his teammates down. Just recently, January 25th, Alex was able to compete in an indoor soccer tournament. Although he woke up feeling sick and weak from the chemo, Alex played all 3 games. He was so tough, determined to continue doing what he loved. I'm so grateful that he was able to play again and that we were all able to watch him enjoy himself. For those who have been to one of our games, you may know Paul, at times, was a boisterous spectator. We're wondering if Alex will be looking down, shrugging his shoulders at his father at the next soccer game. We've gone on so many family vacations together. I'm so grateful that we're able to spend one last trip together. During February break, we went to Syracuse overnight so we can spend some time together. Alex was not feeling well, yet he begged us not to cancel the trip. It was nice to see him shopping and hanging out with the kids. We shouldn't dwell on the things Alex has not done, but focus on what he's done. He's been to Florida twice, Virginia Beach, he's seen Atlantic City, New York City, Toronto, and so many wonderful places. Alex loved to travel. I'm so happy our families were able to share so many trips. I love Alex's sense of humor. He would often respond to a question with the answer 12. It would be nonsensical at times. Where do you want to go for lunch? 12. What color is the sky? 12. It would come from nowhere. Weeks would go by and we'd forget about 12 and it would pop up, always bringing a smile to her face. Even on our worst day, March 5th,
Alex was able to put a smile on her face. Early that morning, the doctors told us Alex didn't have much time with us. In Alex's arms, or in Lisa's arms, Paul, Eric, and Nick holding his hands, Alex passed away. The time, 12:02. It was a sign from above that he wanted to keep us smiling. As I stand here seeing just how many people Alex has touched, warms my heart. It shows that one person, one smile, can change the lives of so many. Alex had the ability to connect, and connect to so many. Every one of us has a special memory of Alex that makes you smile. Honor that memory. Greet people as Alex greeted people. Show interest in people as Alex showed sincere interest in all of us. Extend that special connection that you had with Alex, with a new friend or an old friend. Do this in honor of Alex. There's no easy way to say goodbye. Our hearts will forever be broken. Knowing Alex lived his life to the fullest and a zest of fun and happiness will dry your tears and remember all the fun he did have.
Thank you all for sharing those remembrances. We continue with a reading from Isaiah 41. This was Alex's confirmation verse. Our young people who are going to be making their confirmation are asked to choose a passage that has some particular meaning or significance for them. This is the passage that Alex chose. And I'm one who believes there are no coincidences. You know, there are just times when we're not always aware of what's happening. Because this verse that is Alex's confirmation verse, I think is speaking so much to us today. It's a verse that is a gift, I think, that Alex is giving us this afternoon, as these words hopefully speak to each one of us. And God spoke, "Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. I will make you strong and help you. I will protect you and save you." If those aren't words that we need to hear this afternoon, I don't know what are. So thank you, Alex. Reading from John. And Jesus told his disciples prior to being led away to be crucified that no matter what happens to them, that through his Spirit present with them, he will be with them, and because that is so, they can have joy and peace. So Jesus concludes with these words. He says, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have a reading now from John. Please stand for the gospel reading.
"Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I would go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him."
Thank you, Ryan. God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be to each of you this day. Thank you all for coming this afternoon. As difficult as this day is for each of us, you who are Alex's family carry a pain that we cannot even imagine. And so we offer what we can, our presence, our prayers, and the assurance that if you need us for anything, we want to be there for you. Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood once said, "It always helps to have people we love beside us when we have to face difficult things in life." May we be your neighborhood of friends and family to surround you with our love as you face this difficult time in your lives. We're gathered here this afternoon to remember and to give thanks for the life of Alex Robert Turnquist. We wish we would not have to meet like this. We wish we could wake up from what seems a nightmare. We feel as though it can't be, and yet it so painfully is true. Alex had too much life yet to experience. Alex, along with his twin brother Nicholas, was born on February 8, 1999, joining older brother Eric. And I had the joy of baptizing all three boys on September 24th, 2000. And I say joy because, as I tell parents when I baptize their children, there is no greater joy for me as a pastor than to lift their children before God as God embraces them and washes them in His grace and mercy and promises to them, "You are mine, and I will now love you forever and ever." In baptism, God made that bond of love with Alex that never is broken, not even in death. Such promise gives hope today that though Alex's earthly life is over, his life continues with God, and someday we will join up again with him in that life that will know no end. And not even the power of the enemy of brain cancer can stop that from happening. If there is any comfort for us today, may that be our comfort. I am sure that the past 6+ months, as Alec fought the fight of his life, many times the question, "Why? Why? Why?" was asked. I know I sure asked it enough. Why? However, in this, as in so many things in life, there are no clear answers, no definitive whys. So instead of asking the why, perhaps we can turn to a who. Who? Who can help us to endure this? In the Bible, there is a verse that asks, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from?" Jesus answers, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Come to me," says Jesus. Today, Jesus calls us to come to him, for he will carry this load of grief and sorrow with us. You may ask the question, well, what does Jesus know about grief and sorrow? Well, in reality, everything. He's been in the valley. He's been in the belly of death. He too knows the pain and the sorrow of life's deepest hurt. Not only is he an innocent man beaten, mocked, tortured, and then crucified, but the story is told of one of Jesus' closest friends, Lazarus. Lazarus dies. And when Jesus arrives on the scene, Lazarus has already died, and the scripture very simply states, "And Jesus wept." Just a little aside, I always have my confirmation students pick out a verse. And they always want that one verse, "Jesus wept," you know, because they have to memorize the verse, you know. So "Jesus wept," that's an easy one to memorize. I tell them, pick another one. But the scripture says very, very simply, it says, "Jesus wept." Jesus wept. His heart was broken. And the people, upon hearing Jesus remark, "See how he loved him. See how he loved him." Today, Jesus weeps with us, filled with sorrow just like us over Alex's passing. It was mentioned a little bit ago. That's kind of the nature of love. That to love will at some point bring sorrow as well as joy. But think about this. What greater sorrow there would be to never have loved? As I read a few moments ago, Jesus says, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." Jesus has overcome the world with its sorrow and death, for he is the resurrection and the life. And he promises that resurrection and new life to all of us, that though we shall all die, we shall all live again. And in that promise is our hope for today. This afternoon, we grieve. But our grief is tempered by our faith in that promise. We grieve, but not as those who are without hope. It is so hard when death comes to someone like Alex, who dies so young, and we are reminded ever so bluntly that life is fleeting. Life is unpredictable. We truly don't know how short or how long our time on this planet's going to be. Most of us, we assume, well, you know, I'm going to live a long life. I'm going to live into my 70s, 80s, maybe 90s. As we gather here at Alex's funeral, we realize how foolish it is to assume that. None of us know. But what we do need to know is that life is precious. Life is so precious. It is so good. It is a gift from God every single day. Let us use that gift wisely, with purpose. May Alex's surgery, his chemo, his radiation, his pain, all the drugs that he had to take to knock down that cancer, may his courageous battle teach us to never take any day for granted, but instead treat it as an opportunity to love our loved ones with deep passion, to do all the good we can as long as we are able to do it, to respect the dignity and the worth of every human being, to love and serve God, who promises us that when we love and serve others, we shall see his face and be blessed. In these ways, we honor Alex, and we express our gratitude for having him in our lives. And if we can do those things, the enemy that took Alex's life, it loses its power over us to devastate and fill us with despair. Our hearts will go on aching for days and weeks and months and years. There will remain a tear in our hearts that will always weep a bit. Things will now be different, and living will have to be readjusted to accommodate the loss of Alex. The writer of Ecclesiastes said it well when he said, "There is a time for all things under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance." We know what time it is now, and it is a time that mostly hurts. But God is true to his promises, and the times of laughing and dancing and rejoicing, they will return. I think if there's one thing that death teaches us, it teaches us that life is fragile. It's fragile. But the good news is that when that fragile, thin thread breaks, we don't come crashing down. We don't fall into a big bottomless pit. Instead, we go peacefully into the strong, waiting arms of Jesus, and we are carried gently home to spend eternity with him. With Jesus, Alex has kicked the goal of his life and no brain cancer can stop the score. And no more goals are needed. The victory has been won. Thanks be to God. Every Sunday when we gather in my church, we exchange a greeting that goes like this. It says, "For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Today is a hard day. We're painfully aware that our journeys here on this earth are filled with joy and sorrow, sickness and healing, celebration and suffering. But we are not alone ever. God is with us now and into eternity. And God provides the bridge from this world into the next. And God has reached out to Alex and welcomed him home. And his heavenly room is set up and ready to move in. And therefore, even today, even in our sorrow, there can be rejoicing and gladness in this day that God has made. Because death will not have the final word for Alex or for any of us. Alex has been gently carried home. God has kept his promise. And when we close our eyes for that last time on this earth, the next thing we're going to see is the loving face of God. Thanks be to God for his love, who in this life loved Alex and made him his own, and now in death welcomes Alex home to live forever with him. Amen. Now may God's peace and grace enfold you in that embrace that never lets go. Amen. We continue our worship as we sing, "You Are Mine." You find that again on your song sheet. We continue with the Apostles' Creed. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. We continue with the prayers of the people. If you would please respond after each petition with, "Hear our prayer." Let us pray. Almighty God, you have brought us together as your people. As your people join together as one during this time, give to us, Lord, your peace, your strength, and your courage. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection that they might die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the grave and the gate of death, we will pass with him to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, grant to us who are still in our journey, who walk as yet by faith, that your Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Lord, in your mercy, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we might be cleansed from all sin and serve you with a quiet, peaceful mind. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, give courage and faith to those who mourn today, that they may have the strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those whom they love. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and to trust in you. Lord, in your mercy. Grant us grace to entrust Alex to your never-failing love, which sustained him in this life. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, and remember him according to the favor you bear for your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Reading from 1 Corinthians. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. And the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and this mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. So thanks be to God, who has given us this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us now commend Alex to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend this one whom you love, Alex. acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your fold, a lamb of your flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all whom you love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor, grant you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing together on eagle's wings. As we leave today, we will be the casket will be processing out that door, and we will be out front. Some of the soccer players, I understand, have some balloons for some that may wish to let balloons go into the air once we're outside. So let us sing On Eagle's Wings.